And we begin with a down-the-middle explanation of what's been going on in Afghanistan. The Asian country is in chaos. In mid-April, U.S. President Joe Biden made the controversial announcement that American combat troops would leave Afghanistan by September 11th. That will be the 20th anniversary of the terrorist attacks on America, which were carried out by a terrorist group that had been allowed to live and train in Afghanistan. Shortly after the September 11th attacks in 2001, the United States led a group of countries to kick Afghanistan's rulers, the Taliban, out of power. And international military forces, including thousands of American troops, have been in Afghanistan ever since. Even with a democratically elected government that was established in 2004, the Taliban remained a powerful force in the Asian country, and Afghanistan has never been considered stable enough for the U.S.-led military forces to leave. But earlier this year, President Biden said in terms of manpower and cost, it no longer made sense for U.S. troops to stay concentrated in Afghanistan. He believed they could be there indefinitely based on the instability of the country. Critics of his decision to withdraw U.S. troops were concerned the Afghan government would collapse, leading to another Taliban takeover, and that's exactly what happened in a matter of weeks in early August. So now what? Well, the U.S. is one of several countries trying to get its citizens and allies out of Afghanistan, and the airport in the Afghan capital of Kabul has become a symbol of the chaos, confusion, and complexities of doing that.